Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Two down, two balls, two strikes. A pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider on the outside corner. Ball game over. And the Red Sox lose 2 of 3 in San Francisco. Today, the defense totally let the Red Sox down on a day where they got a ton of big swings. And their first look at Devers in another uniform, they lose 2 of 3. In San Francisco.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
All right, you ready to panic a little bit?
A little bit.
Probably a little bit.
Not too much, just a little bit.
No, just a taste.
I didn't love how the weekend went for the Red Sox. I was hoping it was going to go better, Keefe. I was.
Here's the thing.
What's that?
Here's the excuse right off the rip. This is a stat that's going to blow your mind.
Oh,
Rich Keefe stats and info.
Right away?
I also saw it on ESPN.
Okay.
So I hijacked it. I'm just the one that's going to relay this
to you.
Okay,
good. You're the messenger.
So two of the games that the Red Sox played this weekend were day games.
I know this stat.
This stat is absurd.
I know this stat.
Which makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
The San Francisco Giants in home games during the day are 15-2.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do?
You ran into a buzzsaw.
You can't beat them during that.
A day game buzzsaw.
That's wild. So those two games were 1 o'clock local time. It's a major league best 15-2 in home day games. So they're the opposite of Brian Baio, is what they are.
Okay, well, you know what?
They live for the light.
I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel better after hearing that.
They had no chance.
They won the only game that was really truly up for grabs. And Devers went 0-for-5.
Correct. That's the game we should talk about. That's the game we should focus on.
Well, unfortunately.
Not the other two debacles.
Yesterday afternoon happened where they just couldn't, they couldn't stay on the bag in the case of Jaron Duran, and they couldn't catch the baseball.
He was hot about it.
In the case of Jaron Duran, Romy Gonzalez, most of the rest of the team. No, yeah, he was real hot about it.
Yeah.
Which, smart move by him, I think, based on some of the things that have been picked up that he's said. Make sure when you're cursing people out, cover your mouth. That's probably a good move
for
Jaron Duran.
You don't want to get suspended by the team again.
You want to not miss a couple of games and get suspended for a few games. That's probably a good way to prevent it. Cover your mouth when you're just ripping the umpire limb from limb for being a moron going off the base. I think he's clearly off the base, by the way.
I thought he got in there, though. I mean, it was whatever, but like call on the field usually stands and something like that. Yeah, I know a lot of people are doing, I
take that back. Not clearly off the bag, but there, it was inconclusive. Which means you stick with the call.
Like, that stuff happens, right? Like they don't get them all right. I know people are all bent out of shape about instant replay and calling out Major League Baseball, but this speaks more to the overall season that Jaron Duran's had. Like one of the reasons why they're where they're at is because of him. Like he really had an incredible year last year. Top 10 MVP votes, was like the leadoff hitter that you would want. He was good in the field. He was electric on the bases. It was a menace on the bases. He was awesome. He is not awesome this year. He is average, maybe slightly below average. Like as a baseball outfielder, like he leaves something to be desired. And, you know, when you have all these other things going on with your team and you're relying on these young guys, that should have been one guy that you could bank on. And right now you can't.
Nope.
Right now you can't. He has struggled, to say the least.
Struggled defensively, made a big out on the bases. I mean, they're probably losing either way. They were down, 3 runs at that point in time? But you can make it a game. They had a few other hits in that inning as well. Only one other hit in that inning. Trevor Story looked like he had a bang-bang play at first base, but you couldn't challenge it because they lost the Duran challenge. And then eventually there was another base knock after that. So you could have been threatening there. But the Red Sox ran their way out of it. They played their way out of it defensively, and they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Giants over the weekend. Rafael Devers, not a monster weekend by any means.
No.
But he did homer on Saturday in a 3-2 victory, which ended up being important runs in that game. He had one other hit yesterday while the Giants were piling it on late, but 2-for-12 with a walk. He was 0-for-5 in the one Red Sox win over the weekend. And the Red Sox are now even keel, 500, 3-3 since the Devers trade. I was hoping for more momentum coming out of the weekend.
Kind of where they belonged, where they've played. Like they're a 500 team. Like they're gonna get up maybe a couple games, then down a couple games, and whatever else. And this is sort of where they're at. And they've played Actually, well, they're one over right now. But they've played closing in on 80 games. So we're almost at the exact halfway point of the season for the Red Sox. But real quick on Devers, this is something I don't know if there's a lot of a ton of stats to back this up. I feel like every time this year for me personally, I've bet on somebody to hit a home run. They have not hit a home run, but the next day they did.
Oh.
So Devers, so I'm telling you, if you have a hunch out there, believe in yourself, trust yourself. If you miss the home run on Friday, bet it on Saturday.
Double down.
Happens all the time.
Okay.
And this is the latest version of it, because I thought Devers was going to homer on Friday. It was part of the Sportsbook Rhode Island Parlay of the Week. Missed. And then, lo and behold, Saturday, Sox a dinger. And you're like, man.
You got the Red Sox win part right, though.
I did get that.
Yeah, you had one leg you had.
Yeah, I know. Then there was, the ball was flying out of the park yesterday for a park that we didn't think a lot of guys hit home runs. Yesterday, all it was home runs.
Very strange. You know, Rafaela hit one.
Yeah.
You got him out of the lefty killers there, Rev Snyder and Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
But I was hoping for a lot more coming out of the weekend. And, you know, they had won whatever it was, five series in a row going into this weekend. You win the first game,
especially.
And then how you lose yesterday. You battled back. You got to Robbie Ray early, who is a good, former Cy Young winning pitcher. And it felt like you had the Giants on the ropes. You had a series win ready to go. Romy Gonzalez drops an easy line drive right at him at second base, where maybe or maybe not, he's playing out of position.
Now their defense add that. Blows again.
Add
that was
that
an issue
list.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ironically, they're worse defensively this year with Devers out of the field.
Right.
They're worse than they've ever been.
Can't blame him. Dave Hamilton, not great.
No.
Don't want to see him out there anymore.
So the way that game got away from them yesterday, and they're back at it with the Angels, who they didn't exactly have a great series against last time they faced them, though it's not a good team.
No.
It has the potential to snowball. We talked about Garrett Crochet last week, where Crochet came out and he got the big important win in the final game of the series against Seattle. I'm like, that's a big, hopefully momentum-building win. You didn't want it to snowball after the Devers trade by losing a series. And then, lo and behold, they turn around and do it, and they lose in gross fashion yesterday against the Giants. So, look, I'm still happy Devers is gone. I'm not changing my tune on that. I still think the Red Sox are a better team without Rafi Devers, subtracting him from this team. And that's before they even make any moves, potentially. Well, I don't know if I should hold my breath on that. But make any moves, potentially, to upgrade the team leading up to the deadline. I think they're better off without him. But this weekend didn't go far in making my case. They're a half game out of a playoff spot.
Although Friday, if you just go back to Friday, relive that moment for a second. Rafael Devers with a chance against Aroldis Chapman late in the game, and Chapman got him.
He did.
Great matchup. And that's one where we've been on the other side of it, where Chapman's pitching for the Yankees, and Devers is playing for the Red Sox, and Devers has gotten the better of Chapman before. So that was great. That was a good showdown. And that part of it, you couldn't have scripted any better. You know, 0 for 5, chance in the bottom of the ninth, and Chapman gets it. And you're like, all right, hell yeah. Red Sox with another win. Things are looking up. And then obviously the weekend happens. Devers has a little bit more to say about it on Saturday. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, I still don't think this is going to come back to haunt him by any means. I don't see Rafael Devers, having like the Manny Ramirez LA Dodgers run or the Mookie Betts Dodgers run or anything like that. Like, I'm sure he helps them. Like, he's going to be in the middle of their lineup for the rest of the year and what they assume, 8-9 more years. Good hitter. I feel the same way about him. Like, good hitter, kind of a turd teammate, and like a really good hitter, like a B-plus hitter. Not a guy that's, at the top end of the league, though.
No, Rafael Devers right now, the Giants are 3-3, too, by the way, since the trade.
Yep.
He's hitting .217 with one home run. So,
Sox would kill for .217. No,
I'm saying he's not exactly tearing it up, and they're not crushing it since they got him.
No.
And by the way,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Red Sox, they're .500 without Devers. I thought they were going to be better off. I'm already seeing it on the text line. And we'll see. It's only six games. Yeah. They could go into the tank for all I know.
And they got Bueller tonight, so they should be fine.
That's true.
Bet everybody on the Angels to hit a home run.
Probably, guys, they were 500 last year with Devers. They were a last place team the 2 years prior with Devers.
Devers been on the team a while.
They haven't been a good team with Devers for a long period of time, is all I would say. Uh-huh. So being 500 without him in a small sample size, I don't think is the end of the world.
Yeah.
But they got to turn it around quickly. And again, how they lost yesterday admittedly stung. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number all day long here on Jones and Keefe. You can also text us. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And do the same on YouTube.
Oh, I was on YouTube the other day.
I wouldn't go to YouTube. Not on a work computer. But YouTube, you can chat there as well. Just subscribe YouTube. To WEEI. Did it bother you that it seemed like Devers was having fun this weekend? It bothered me.
Well, I kind of like laughed at it, to be honest. I'm like, what is this guy's problem? So, like, we knew that them signing Bregman was his problem, right? So I guess I answered my own question. But when he's talking about, like, it's been so long since he's been happy and all this stuff, you're like, dude, you were the highest paid guy in franchise history. They pretty much leave you be. They're like, you're booting the ball at third base. You're the third baseman up until a point. Until Bregman was available, then they got Bregman. And you're making it seem like you were in the worst organization, you had the worst teammates, you had a manager that didn't stick up for you all at all times until this year. I can understand, like, the last few weeks, few months, not, you know, you weren't thrilled about it and, you know, your own personal issues with it. But to make it sound like, oh my God, you were like in prison with the Red Sox, it's insane.
Well, and let me give you an example. So that's a specific one that you're talking about, that quote from over the weekend. Let me give you another example. After the win on Saturday, where he didn't hit wasn't a walk-off win or anything. He just homered.
Oh, he homered earlier in the game.
Against his former team, and they won. So I'm not saying he didn't have a role in it, but just, I don't know, typically the Gatorade bath is reserved for
Garen Austin.
A walk-off win. Unless it's Tristan Cassis, then your teammates want nothing to do with you.
See you later.
But this was Devers after the game on Saturday on, I think, the NBC Sports Bay Area.
Como lo dije ayer, no tengo que cambiar nada. Sé el tipo de bateador que soy y está frío y sé lo que puedo hacer en play.
No, like I said in the press conference, I know the type of player I am. I don't have to change anything. I have the power to all fields. So there is nothing that I'm going to need to change here.
Okay, so that's him getting the Gatorade bath after the game, which I think our guy Boston Sports Gordo, part of the Play Tessie, you can check them out on the Odyssey app. He pointed out, Devers likes doing post-game media now?
No, he never did.
So now that he's a Giant and now that, you know, he wants to ingratiate himself with the new fan base and teammates, instead of freezing them out, putting David Ortiz on mute, he wants to ingratiate himself and celebrate and now do the post-game scrum, which he couldn't be bothered to do when he was here in Boston. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I just want to get it all straight. That's all.
It's a little like Kyrie Irving-esque where it's like, oh, things were so bad for me here. It's like, were they? Like, they basically let you do whatever you wanted. And then, sorry, they moved you off at third base because you were horrible at third base. And now you're going to act like this giant baby. And that was just one of the things. Obviously, he wasn't a leader. And I don't really overblow that part of it because I don't think everybody is a natural leader. And I think if you force it, it can be bad. And just because you're the best hitter doesn't mean you're a leader. However, all the other guys on the team take turns doing these walk-off interviews. And if you're like, hey, I don't really care what he says, that's not really the point. It's sort of like, all right, we're going to grab this guy or we're going to grab this guy and they're going to even speak for you. And I think it might have been Gordo actually that posted a while ago, Rafael Devers did have a walk-off hit. And then Nesson goes to get him, and it's like, he's not doing it. So Jaron Duran has to do the interview, and they're like, hey, Jaron, what'd you think of Devers' hit? It's like, I don't know, maybe go ask him. But like, he didn't have time for that, and it just sort of like trickles down to sort of like how you feel about your teammates, how you feel about the whole situation.
And I agree with your stance on this, by the way. Not everybody's a leader. Devers clearly isn't a leader. In fact, he's a bad teammate. So he's the opposite of a leader. But then don't go to San Francisco and now all of a sudden pretend that you're like strange. A different guy. Like,
well, he did right off the rip when he was like, I'll play any position.
Yeah, well, that too. It's just more fraudulence from him. So that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
All right, you're not a leader. All right, you don't do media. Now you're a Giant, you do media? Like, now you're a Giant, you're happy to do the walk-off, and you're happy to say you'll play wherever, and let's do Gatorade baths?
And
like,
the weird part about this...
Where was this?
You could see it in... You know, other sports, for example, say football, you know, you don't like the role on your team and then you go somewhere else and they redo your contract. That's different. He's getting paid the exact same amount.
Yep.
So it's like, all right, I'm going to be a pain in the ass for $30 million a year that you're paying me. Now I get traded. I'm going to get paid now by them, but the same amount of U.S. dollars, and yet I'm going to act completely different. Like, everything's great now. Like, yeah, good riddance. Like, that. I know he homered on Saturday and whatever else, and the Giants won 2 out of 3, but I've never felt more strongly after the way the whole series went. Like, I'm good. Like, wash your hands, Rafael Devers. They'll be better off in the long run.
So I couldn't help but be bothered. I was annoyed when he homered, admittedly.
Yeah, of course.
And then I couldn't help but be bothered by the way he carried himself. And I don't know, maybe he'll be a different guy with the Giants. I mean, yeah. I guess there's a real opportunity for him to soul search, look at himself in the mirror.
But even going back to...
I don't know how often he's done that lately. But, you know...
He's one of those vertical mirrors.
Look at yourself in the mirror and say, all right, I need to change my ways. And maybe you learn from it. I mean, yeah. Maybe. I doubt it. My guess is he's just doing it for the first week to ingratiate himself. And he'll be the same lousy teammate he's been once he gets there. But I think part of the reason he was so bubbly, effervescent, having such an outwardly obvious fun time is because he was jamming it right in the Red Sox face, which is his right. But that annoyed me. While I was watching this weekend, that annoyed me.
It's like when it's the guy out there that has like the new girlfriend. He's like, everything's the best ever, and you're like, you sure about that? Like, you sure everything's the best ever?
So
and now
good.
Like you're doing too much. Like now you're telling us you're too happy. Like I refuse to believe it. But no, I think it really going back to last week and we talked about it at the time when he first came out and was like, I'll play wherever the coaches or wherever the manager wants me to play. Like that's ridiculous because. A month earlier, you were like, I'll play first base next season.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we found that out from Jeff Passan. Right. He'll play first base in 2026.
So basically, the one guy that had my back in all this, Tristan Casas, like, I'll take his job. Right? That was the one guy that was like, Devers should play third. Yeah. And then Devers like, I'll play first. You're like, wait a minute, what? That was my takeaway.
Good point.
The one guy that had my back this whole time, he's like, oh, yeah, man. Give me that spot.
Well, that's probably why Tristan Casas did want it third.
But then he was like,
if you really want
to
play it out. Casas was like, keep him over there. Devers like, yeah, no, I'll go take his spot.
But, like, yeah, that part to me was just kind of comical with Devers. And then, like, because one of the other things that he complained about was, well, if I say yes to first base, then they'll move me anywhere, which is obviously a joke. They're not going to put him in the outfield. They're not going to put him behind the plate. But then when he goes to the Giants, he's like, wherever you need me. You're like, okay. Like,
right. Outfield?
Yeah, outfield.
Whatever you need, I got you.
Like that,
so
right.
the fraudulence was off the charts this weekend. But the Red Sox, make no mistake, they're teetering. That's a bad, bad, bad loss yesterday. Bad series loss for them. So they got to turn it around against the Angels, or even I. And I've been pretty bullish on them moving off Devers and pretty hopeful for what they can be. Even I am nervous about their spot after that loss yesterday. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Will the Red Sox bounce back? We should also get to Devers blowing off David Ortiz, and David Ortiz giving us the receipts over the weekend. We can do that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.